sometimes, okay, it's attached to the outside of the house, and sometimes they're screened in.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they're not. They call it a screened in what?
Door.
I guess people still do sit outside when it's hot at night in the evening, you know.
Oh, when you sit on the outside?
Uh-huh.
What do you call that?
Yeah.
Well, I just say sitting on the outside to get some air.
Okay.
Sitting on the patio.
Okay. Now, would you explain to me exactly what a patio is?
Patio is a place where you could go out and sit down and give a little party or something like that, or something that's real concrete. It's concrete,
uh-huh.
And you know, it's not no mud or nothing around because it'd be, you know, just plain concrete.
Yeah. Well, does the patio have a roof or not?
No. Patio has no roof.
Okay. What if it was something like that, but it had a roof? Then what would you call it?
I said, shed and patio.
Okay. What's a porch?
A porch is something that you can sit on the outside and stay out of the rain and stuff like that, and sit outside and chat,
uh-huh.
Talk to other people or your neighbors, something like that.
Uh-huh. Would you call anything different if it goes like all the way across the front of the house and then all the way down one side or anything like that?
No, I'll just say porch.
Okay, if the door is open and you don't want it that way, you might tell somebody to get up and what the door?
Close the door.
Okay, or?
Shut the door.
Okay. Have you ever seen boards on the outside of the house? I'm looking for some, huh? I can't tell if that house is that way or not. I can't see it well. But like the boards are, you know, on the house, they kind of overlap each other like this. The top overlaps with the next board down.
Yeah,
you
didn't mention that? Groups.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. You might say, every day I take my car and what into town?
Drive it to town.
Okay. And yesterday I took my car and
drove it to town.
Okay. And every day for months I had what into town?
Will you repeat that?
Okay, you just use the same word. Every day for months I had taken my car and what into town?
Drove.
Okay. What do you call the part of the house that covers the top?
Roof.
Okay. And what do you call little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Shingles.
Okay. These are not over the whole roof. They're just I'm looking for some. I'll see.
Are you talking about roof pipes?
Yeah.
Where the water comes on the side?
Yeah. Okay.
What do I really call them?
Yeah.
I just call them.
What'd you say?
Water drainers.
Okay. All right. What'd you call them first time? Roof pipes?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen do you know what an L is on a house?
An L?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, you know, part of the house that sticks out. Is that?
The front of it, like the roof on it, is shaped like an L.
Okay, yeah. Right. Okay, well, when the house part and the L come together, sometimes if they both have a peaked roof, then there's a
triangle.
Low place like this. Where they join. What do you call that?
A low piece where they join?
Uh-huh. A low just place in the roof.
Do
you have a name for that?
Square.
What?
The square?
Well, it's more like a V shape.
Triangle?
Yeah, sort of like that.
And it joins to the other part of the house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what do I call it?
Yeah. You may not have a name for it. I don't know.
No, I don't think I can call it nothing unless, you know, I don't understand it.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I don't have a name for that either. I mean, I just don't spend much of my time talking about that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.